is everyone doing this evening? It's good to see you. Good to be in the house. Amen. We welcome all our family and friends. Hello, everyone on Facebook. We miss everyone. We miss our extended family. We pray that you are doing well and that you're blessed. Amen. But we welcome. If you are joining us online, make sure you like us, send a heart, maybe even a comment if something speaks to your heart, just to know that we are blessing you. Amen. And then, of course, in the house, you can amen as well. I have a scripture. Well, before I start that, Beth has the Super Tots class, and KK and Liz has the Kingdom Kids, so the kids can go with their teachers. But I was thinking of the scripture, be still. Do you know that? Be still and know that I am God. So I broke it down. Listen, this is powerful. Be still. Listen. Stop moaning. Stop complaining. Stop. Stop talking. Sometimes we talk. Sometimes we just have to stop and be still. Amen. The next part is, and know. Stop doubting. Be sure. Have faith. No second opinion. You have to know that His word is sure and true. And the third part is that I am God. I am the Almighty. I am in control. I am a God of love. I am the King. Hallelujah. I am your Father. I am all that I am, all that you need me to be. I will restore, I will nourish, I will protect you. I am ever present. Amen. So be still and know that I am God. Listen, church, in this time, we can lose sight sometimes because we can get caught up in all the craziness. And Pastor Chris and I were talking today, there's a chaos in this world right now. There's a chaos. And it wants us, keep us in a fear and turmoil. It causes us to be anxious, stressed. And you might say something to your brother or your sister because you're overwhelmed. Things aren't what we expect them to be at this time, what we've known them to be. Things are different right now. But that doesn't mean that God is not in control, that He is not with you. Amen. So church, stand up with me, and we are going to worship His name tonight. Hallelujah. We are going to bless His name. They may be a few in number tonight, but they need all of our participation. Amen. So just lift up His name, Father God. We come before you and we ask, Lord God, that we will still ourselves, be still and know that you are God, that you are in control. Hallelujah. You are our Father. You are our King. You are our provider. Hallelujah. There is nothing that you cannot do. Hallelujah. So we ask tonight, Lord God, that you just strengthen us in this service tonight. Those that are listening online, we pray, Father God, that this be a night pleasing unto you, hallelujah, as we lift up your holy name. Bless this team, praise team behind me. Bless our children. Bless our families, Lord God. And I just ask, Lord God, all those that are sick right now in the name of Jesus, that you touch their body, hallelujah. Touch their body, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Don't forget to bring up your offerings. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
God. I want to welcome everybody tonight. I also want to give a little bit of a warning here. It's 7 o'clock. There's going to be some loud noises going outside. Fireworks happening here. So if we're praising at that time, let it be part of our praise. So don't let us join. They could join in with us praising. So I just want to warn those here and on Facebook, in case people on Facebook trying to figure out what's going on. And it's not me and Jason shooting it since we're here. But
salvation. So I walk away.
say? What can I do but to walk with your Son, O God, completely to you? So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe for the One who gave it all. And I'll stand, my soul, Lord, you surrendered all. I am is yours. So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned. So what can I do but to offer my heart, O God, completely to you? So what can I say? So what can I say? So what can I do? On the mountain, I felt your love down in the valley. And your grace still surrounds me. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Dancing on the rising sun to the hopeful future in the dreams to come. When the seasons change, no, I won't give up. You never fail me, no, not one. When I'm dancing on the rising sun to the hopeful future. better, God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I got this joy and I won't let go. I looked in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and I won't let go. I looked in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go. Joy and I won't let go. Look in his eyes and I'm free my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and I won't let go. Look in his eyes and I'm free my soul. I got the joy.
Come on, sing this with me. I got this love and it won't let go. Look in my eyes and I freed my soul.
I got this
love. I got this love and I won't let go.
My soul
knows it.
I got this love and it won't let go.
I got this eyes and it freed my soul. I got this joy and it won't let go.
My soul
I got this
love.
I got this love and it won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got this love and it won't let go.
I want you to know that I've been overwhelmed tonight by this love. Ooh, a love that overshadows me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just feel that God just says, I want to saturate you with my love. With all that I am. Hallelujah. I want to saturate you with my love. So I want you to declare this. I just want you to lift up your eyes, your hands, and close your eyes. Hallelujah. Don't look around. I just want you to receive this. Hallelujah. This love that never fails. This love that never lets go. Hallelujah. It never lets go. It never lets go. Hallelujah. This love that's relentless. Hallelujah. This love that'll chase you down. Hallelujah. That'll hunt you down until you surrender and say yes. Till you say yes to it, hallelujah. A love that'll set you free. A love that'll loosen you, hallelujah. A love that'll give you peace and joy, hallelujah, that the world can't give you. A love, hallelujah, when you surrender it, hallelujah, and say, here I am, Father God, I desire your love, that we can declare it with our hearts. Oh, I got this love and it won't let go. Looked in my eyes and it freed my soul. I got this love and it won't let go. My soul knows it. I got this love, won't let go. I look in my eyes and it freed my soul. I got this love and it won't let go. My soul knows it. I got this love, won't let go. Come on, just lift up your hands. Oh, yeah. And it won't let go. And my soul knows it. I got this love. Won't let go. and it freed my soul, and it won't let go. My soul, come on, I got this love, and it won't let go. Oh, won't let go, won't let go, and it won't let go. My soul, come on, sing again, and it won't let go. Looked in my eyes and he freed my soul. I got this love and it won't let go. Yeah, my soul knows that I got this love, it won't let go. And it freed my soul. And it won't let go. My soul knows it well. My soul knows it well.
Yeah.
My soul knows it well.
Come on, Wednesday night, God began to move prophetically in this house. As I was standing here, I had a vision of thick clouds. Clouds, and it was all around. And at first, it was really unsettling within me because I felt like, you know, when you can't see and you don't know what your next step is. How many of you have ever been there? Come on. I feel like that even this place, even where we are as a nation, as a people, that you feel like it's you're not sure what the next step is. Come on, I want you to hear this. That sometimes there's things that look so confusing, and I didn't know. I wasn't sure which way to go. But I heard the Lord says, fear not. Hallelujah. He said, fear not, for I am with you. Hallelujah. And I felt God's hand. As I began to become less aware of what I couldn't see and what I couldn't see with my natural eyes, or how I couldn't maneuver on my own, I felt the hand of God, hallelujah, and it was the expression of God's love. I felt God's love. I felt God's love, hallelujah. Even though I was in the midst of this fog and this chaos all around me, something was secure, hallelujah. Something was sure, and it was the hand of God upon my life, hallelujah. And it was God leading me. And God says, fear no, hallelujah, for I'm with you, hallelujah. I'm with you. And as I held on to God's hands, hallelujah, even when it was dark and it was chaotic and I didn't know where my step might go, God says, I'm leading you. And it's my love that'll find a way. It's my love that'll bring you out, hallelujah, to the other side. It's my love. Can you say it's my love? It's God's love that never fails. It will never fail you. It will never forsake you. It's God's love that'll lead you out. When you're confused, you don't know, let yourself be saturated and just experience the love that God has shed abroad upon you. The love that God has given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we can hold His hand, that we have nothing to fear about. We have no worries in a sense. To know that God's leading us. He's leading you. Can you take hold of the hand of God right now? Say, Father God, Lord, I need you to lead me. I need you to guide me. Hallelujah. Saturate me with your love. Fill me with your peace. Oh, that I can trust you, God. That I can trust you, Lord. I can trust you, Lord. And that I can declare. Oh, my soul knows it well. That my soul knows it well. Never fails, never fails me. My soul knows it well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My soul knows it well. Sing it again one more time. My soul knows it well. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise one more time, one more time, one more time. Oh, we glorify your name. Can you say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yes, Lord. Oh, my soul says, blessed be the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Children may go to the classes. Welcome, Facebook. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on. Can you tell your neighbor I love you? All right, let me try it again. Tell your other neighbor you love him.
Tell someone close to you, I love you.
Come on, say I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Come on. Amen. Come on. Does somebody love me?
And if you don't, I know who does. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He gave it all. Hallelujah. He's poured it out for me. Hallelujah.
Listen, I want you to know that some people don't know that truth. Sometimes we live in a day and age where we feel like we're just, everybody just knows. Not everybody just knows what you know. Not everybody knows. That's why the chaos is the way it is. Because not everybody knows what you know. There might be peace within you, but there's not peace in the world. Come on, amen. But God wants you to release what's in you into the world.
Hallelujah.
And listen, I want you to hear this. And God maneuvers. Because listen to me. It's not all about you. It's not all about you. I know we like to hear that. But sometimes in the midst of your chaos, God's maneuvering you in a place that He can shed His love abroad through your life. Whether you like it or not. Whether you're aware of it or not, God desires you to be at a place every day that you can release the love that He has for you to other people.
Hallelujah.
Come on, I want you to hear this. God will maneuver. Say He'll maneuver. He'll bring you where He desires you. He stood and told a man named Moses, Moses, I want you to go, hallelujah, and let my people, tell them to declare, let my people go. And I don't want you to go. I want you to go as me, as the I am. I want you to go as my representative of who I am, that I desire. I want you to let them know I don't want to see them in bondage anymore, but I need you to partner with me. I need you. There's a calling upon your life to partner with God. I hear this tonight. Jesus died not just for your salvation, because there's a calling in your life for Him to flow through you, that we can experience the majesty and the glory of God through our lives. That you can be a con. There's nothing greater than letting God work through your life to express His goodness, His mercy, His love. Tell someone there's something about it. If you don't know about it, I want you to hear this tonight. But you got what it takes. It's love. If you have Jesus in your life, if you've received Christ in your heart, you have what it takes. L-O-V-E. Not a natural love, but an agape God love. It's a love that is given by God that nothing else compares. As you just experience it and receive it by faith. There was a man that this week, as I stood before him, he said this to me. We found ourselves, it was chaotic. I was working in the oil wells this week, and it was chaotic. Can you say chaotic? I don't know if you've ever been to some of those places. Rules and regulations and stipulations and all these things surrounded by all this. But in the midst of chaos, God says, I want to flow through you to be a conduit. So I want you to see this. So God put me in a place with a man that I just met a few days ago. Here I am. I'm standing there. And he says, hey, you're a preacher, aren't you? I said, yes, I am. He said, what are you preaching about Sunday? And we got caught up and something happened. And I didn't get to release it to him. The next day, he didn't forget about it. He said, Pastor, what are you preaching about Saturday? I said, here's what I'm preaching about. I'm preaching about the love of God. He said, what do you mean? And I began to speak to him. I began to share from my heart this love. This love that at this moment, whether it's for you or not, I know it was for him, because God began to quicken him. He began to hear things. And I said to him this one word as he began to cry. I said to him, do you know that God just didn't die for you. He died as you. He took all what you had coming upon himself. That's what love is. He desired to walk with you 2,000 years ago before you were honest, he was on your mind, before you thought about him, before you received him. He died for you, took everything for you, and took your place that you can experience this love that God wants you to know of. This unbelievable relationship that God says, I want to walk with you. Hallelujah. I want you to walk in partnership with you. I want you to express. I want you to be the expression of me in the earth and my love. His eyes got big. Because something quickened him. There's more to life. It's just going to work every day. There's more than just eating and drinking and going through a routine. That I quickened something within his heart to say there's more than life than that. Hallelujah. That there's an experience and a relationship that I have with God. Hallelujah. That'll bring life within me. It'll release something. There's a calling within your life. I don't care whether you're a truck driver or a bricklayer. It doesn't matter. God desires to move through your life that you can experience His greatness, His mercy, His kindness. That those around you that will be overwhelmed with this kind of love, that they can feel it and know it and say, I want that. I want you to know that God's preparing a people through chaos and through the moment that we're facing right now, that you would be His demonstration in the earth. Because I want you to know that God's going to release this. Hear me tonight. I want you to hear this. Because this is the greatest moment, a moment right now, that, listen, it is so dark that when somebody sees the light, they cannot mistake it for something else. They can't mistake it. Hallelujah. They will know without a shadow of doubt, because the side by side, they can tell the difference and say, I want that. I want that. Because Jesus was walking in a place of darkness. When He entered the earth, He walked upon the earth. And as He walked here, we experienced Him and seen Him. And those that seen Him said, He said things that opened me up. There was something about Him that took place that I heard that quickened me. It was light and darkness. He was the light. And they walked and they gave up. These are the ones that sacrificed their life, gave their life up for this. Because why? They could tell the difference. That's who He is. Thank you. Oh, you still playing? Oh. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the... I got to be louder than them, don't I? Come on. I just got a few scriptures I want to share with you. That's dangerous to say. But this is our week. We began this last week with a message that we're declaring. Behold the Savior. Can you say, behold Him? This is what God began to speak to me during November about, that we become thankful. And then we enter into a place of beholding Him. I believe that God is declaring, He's speaking to us a word to behold Him. Amen. To look unto Him. Because there's so many things that want to get our attention. But I want you to hear this. God is not competing for anything, because He's not competing for it. There's nothing for Him. There's no equal to God. So God won't compete to it, because by Him trying to compete for it, He would, in a sense, lower Himself. But God never does that, because there's nothing to compete with. There's nothing greater than God. He's not intimidated by anything else that might get your attention, that you might behold. Because when you behold Him, there's nothing else greater than who He is. See, when you behold Him, when you look to Him, He has your attention. Tell somebody, He's got my attention. When God gets your attention, amen, all the distractions begin to go away. It is Him holding your hand. When you behold His hand, when you receive, even though we don't have gloves on, you behold Him, even though it's dark, even though you can't see, but you're beholding that, man, you close your eyes and you feel that. You know that there's a knowing. Say, there's a knowing. There's a knowing deep within you, hallelujah, that nothing else in my life, I've never experienced Him, but when I beheld Him, there was a knowing within me, hallelujah, a knowing within me that I can't explain it. I can't tell nobody else. It's hard to express, but there's a knowing within me that God, hallelujah, loves me. See, God wants you to know that when you know the love of God, when you experience it, when you know God loves you, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. 1 John 3:1. Can you say, behold? This is where I left off last week. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. See, just, I want you to catch this. Behold. You got to behold it. Of what manner of love? What kind of love? The manner of God, the expanse of it. Tell someone the expanse. The greatness of it, hallelujah, of God that He bestowed upon us. That we should be called the sons of God. I want you to hear this. That God included us to something greater than we've even signed up for, that we don't realize. There's something greater that God, from the beginning of all creation, that you were on His mind, that God created you for a purpose, that you would walk in a relationship, that you would be called a son or a daughter of God. Amen. That you would understand that this love that He bestowed upon you, that you would experience His love and His glory of who He is. Give it a minute. Huh? It's just agreeing with me. Behold the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Say us. And we should be called we. Not just me. Say we. We. Nobody knows that. There's fireworks going off, just to let you know.
Thanks, Dan.
That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. So the world doesn't experience it, doesn't understand this. He says, beloved, now. We are the sons of God. We are the sons of God. See, this is what we got to understand. I want you to know that when we begin to, I want you to hear, I want to help you love better. Come on, I mean, I want to help you love one another better. Because what happens is we get this understanding that we're part of a family. There's something greater than just me. That we're connected, something far greater than we can understand. Amen. There's a connection with us that goes more than just blood relationships. There's something powerful about this that God wants us to recognize about one another. Amen. To believe in one another. That we don't let none either fall, but we lift each other up. That we build each other up. That we encourage one another. We strengthen one another. There's a calling greater than just getting through life, hallelujah. But there's an experience that God wants me to have in Him, that there be expression of who He is in the earth. So He says, beloved, He says, doth not yet appear. It might not appear. It might not see manifest. You say, well, geez, I don't see it. We don't move by sight, but we move by, hallelujah, faith. What shall we be? But we know, say we know, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He. Okay, now listen. Say, this is deep. How many of you goes that there are going to be a literally appearing of Jesus Christ, but there is an appearing that I need today? He desires to appear today. I want you to hear this. See, God had something foreordained for that day, this week, for that man. for there to be a release. Hallelujah. He wanted the desire to appear. Now I want you to hear something. I could have been in myself. I could have been in my own selfish mode. I could have been angry about the moment. So many times the enemy will distract us and cause us to get attention on something else in our flesh, and we'll miss out on the opportunity for Jesus to show up and appear to those that are lost in that moment. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this and know there might be chaos and all, but God's got you so that He can appear in the midst of chaos, that He can appear in the midst of somebody that's hurting, somebody that's lost. God desires to appear through your life that they can experience God Almighty. Are you kidding me? This lights my heart. That as we begin to get this understanding, this grips our heart to know that God wants to flow through me, Randy. God wants to appear through me. Whew. See, that's good news. And I'm here to tell you that every one of us, listen, every one of us falls short sometimes. I'm here to tell you that, listen, my wife does not need Chris to appear. She needs Christ in me to appear to her. Your family, your children. So many times we love our families and that out of a place of a fleshly love instead of a agape love, letting God appear in the midst of the moment. But our feelings and our emotions get the better of us when God should be getting the glory. Sometimes we get in a place where that we're... let me get here. Say, behold Him. As we behold this love of the Father, wow, that He's bestowed upon us. So I want you to know, last week we talked that Jesus, that Mary beheld the Word of God, and she heard that Word, and she took it within her, and she was overshadowed, hallelujah, and there was an appearing of Christ on the earth. She received it by faith, just like every one of us that is such a powerful example that in our lives that God desires to habitate you. Say me. I do this a lot. It's jazz hands. I'm sorry. I'm kind of, what do you call that? Stage. What do you, I don't know. Never mind. Couldn't feel the voice. Little Broadway in me. I just want to say Broadway. There we go. A little Broadway. It says, and we shall be like Him. When He appears, we shall be like Him. He desires to be like Him. The more, I want you to know, the more that we let Him appear, the more we're like Him. How many times do tell someone He's not preaching at you. I want you to know that I'm growing. As I read, preach, and declare this, there's a revelation in me that God's releasing something in my heart. And I realize that, man, the things that we go, count it all joy. Count it all joy, because this is a moment that you go through that I can appear. That I can appear in that moment in your life. Whatever it is that I can appear. Amen? So, He says, and be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Wow. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself. See, listen. You purify yourself by understanding that everything in our lives is for purpose. So that we don't let moments in life go beyond us without letting Christ appear to experience the fullness of God that He desires, that He desired. It was His dream that you're fulfilling the dream of God by letting God move through your life as you experience being the sons and daughters of God. This is the dream of God. How do you know that? Because it's all through the Bible of men and women that God says, listen, just be available for me. Hey, there was a guy named Gideon that had none of the qualifications for the skill that God had at hand. But God said to him, you, hallelujah, you are a mighty man of valor. Are you kidding me? He said, listen to me, you don't know where I'm from. Yes, I do. No, but you don't know what family I'm with. Yes, I do. But I'm the lowest of the lowest. No, you're not. You're a mighty man of valor. That's who I say. I want you to know the things on the outside. There was people that must have been in his life that he never had an appearance of God. He never seen anything else but that image. But God says it's time to change that. I want you to go forth, hallelujah, carrying my name and my nature. I want you to carry my heart to those ones that have been in bondage. God is always desiring to appear. We blame God for so many things. We're mad at God about so many things. And God says, I've made everything available for me to appear through your life so that you can change your circumstances, your situation, that I can get the glory for. That those around you will say, my goodness. Say, it's just a little thing sometimes. You got to start small. Tell someone, start small. You don't have to head to Africa and evangelize the world. Start next door. Start your family. Don't let your flesh get the better of you. Let God get the hold of you. Let God flow through you. Come on. Listen, he says, and every man that hath his hope, this hope, you have this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure. You're just like Jesus. Tell someone you're holy as he's holy. For I'm telling you, I feel it. Listen, I just felt a real, if there was lights, I would have seen him. Someone said, no. No. You're holy. As he's holy. You are what he says you are. I want you to hear this today, that God rebuked me. Sometimes when you go to prayer with God, sometimes he says things to you you're not ready for. And I was praying, it wasn't an audible voice. But it was a voice that I felt in my heart. I want you to hear this and know the more you meet with God, the more you're going to hear what God's saying. So as I was sitting there, God says, do not fall into temptation. I was like, what? First thing you think of so many bad things that, oh, no, don't fall into temptation. So what do you mean? Like, I was like in my heart saying, what do you mean? Don't fall for anything that's contrary to what I say. Amen. Don't fall into temptation. Don't be tempted outside of who I am or who you are that I say you are. Don't call yourself a grasshopper when I said you're an army. The children of Israel said they're grasshoppers, but God says you're an army. They tempted God. Because God says you are an army, and they said, no, we still have a slave mentality. They weren't even out of slavery yet, and God says, you put them in numbers and call them my army. They had no army skills, man. Maybe like some of us going out and just, I mean, some of you might have some skills, but... But listen, see, God was seeing something they weren't because he was looking at you from a place that he created you to be. Come on. Sorry. This is real. When I do this, can you just lift your hand so I can break this habit? Thank you. See, I'm trying to get better too because it was annoying to me when I watched it. I'm like, what is the guy doing with jazz hands? Stop it, man. But I don't know. Maybe that's the Holy Spirit in me. You know, I don't know.
We say the Holy Spirit. Blame it on the Holy Spirit. And every man that hath this hope purifieth himself. Whosoever, say whosoever, committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And we know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth. That's another lesson, but I don't get into that right now. 1 Corinthians 13. I'm going to... Oh, there it is. Thank you, dear. There's jazz hands. Are we okay? All right. You give me a minute here. 1 Corinthians 13. You all know this, but I want you to hear it from this point, all right? Hallelujah. Say love. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have no love. It says charity in the King James. But we took the term charity. It means that you give something to people, this and that. But this is the agape love from God. This is God. Say God love. See, this is what's lacking in the world. See, without love, there's darkness. The absence of love is darkness. The absence of love is darkness. So I want you to hear this and understand something, that it is so vital for us to stay in love. As God is love, stay in love. And see, what does that mean? I want you to understand something, that we begin to experience and receive this love of God, that as we begin to understand His love, that we begin to search for it and find it. We look for it. I want you to know and understand that as I read the Word of God, that I'm looking to see that I'm approved of God. I'm studying to see that I'm approved of God. So many times we hear that phrase and we say, oh, you need to study. You do need to study. Tell your neighbor you need to study. Don't let it be a cop out, because you need to get a revelation of who He is in your life. And He says, but once to understand, He says, study to show yourself approved. Listen, you cannot, as much as you study, cannot do anything to approve yourself of God. You're approved because Jesus says you're approved. But what happens is, you're approved and you begin to understand why you're approved. It's because God says. And as we begin to find it and begin to let it overwhelm our hearts, wow, you begin to experience and understand, my, you love me. And you'll be able to express that to those around you about this kind of love. That guy said, you really get excited about this, don't you? I said, yeah, I do. And then, listen, I want you to know, God was on a roll. Because I get in my car and the guy rolled out his window. He said, hey, can you roll out your window? He said, listen. He says, hey, can you explain something to me about in Genesis? Yes, I can. I didn't know if I could, but I knew the Holy Spirit was going to lead me. But I want you to know, listen to me. People are looking for the answer. And God wants you to be the truth to them. God wants you, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is upon you. The weightiness of all that God has, He says, it's available to you. And as you make yourself available, you have access to withdraw. The more you make yourself available, Dan, the more you have more to download, to release to those around you. Come on. Listen. So He says, and if you have not love, I am become a sounding brass or tinkering cymbal. Tinkling? Funny word. Tinkling. We said we and we said... He says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding and all the mystery and all the knowledge, and though I have all the faith, say all the faith, so that I could remove a mountain and I have not love, I am... nothing. The Bible says, I want you to know, do you know what moves faith? Love. Amen. Yes. Faith without love doesn't work. Faith without love doesn't work. See, but when I begin to understand my faith, begin to understand this love that God bestowed upon me, and begin to come into a revelation of this love for me, no matter what you do against me, it won't stick. We were talking tonight that there's, the Bible says in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, it says that there is a breastplate. Say breastplate. That's your heart issues. See, you're protected when God says, I wrap around you a breastplate of faith and of love. Say, wrap around me. See, that's what God wants to wrap around you. Hallelujah. That whenever those things might come your way, they bounce off you. They don't stick. They have no power. The Bible says the enemy is fiery darts, but they can't stick when you have love. See, people might say something about you. People might agree something about you that you might think in your own mind it's a fact. But when you begin to agree with what God says, that you're not tempted, come on, to disagree with God, that you don't fall into temptation, but you stand and know that I am who God says I am. And sometimes, I want you to know, it's not always easy to stay in that place. Sometimes you get sideswiped and seems all right, but you got to get back in love. Hallelujah. You got to get back in that place of love. You got to get back in a place. You need to get around somebody that's going to tell you how much God loves you. Hallelujah. Do you know what? I had growing spurt when I was young, when I first got saved, because I got around some people that told me how much God loved me. I surrounded myself around people that loved God, and they expressed it to me that caused me to have a growth in God because of that love. But what happens is people become, they stop growing when they stop loving. He says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding, it doesn't matter what you, all those things. Though I bestow all the goods to feed the poor, and though I give all my body to be burned and have no love, it profits me nothing. He says, love. Say love. It suffereth long. This is going to get you. We need to read this all the time. Say, keep me in check. Say, keep me in check. Every time I do a wedding, this checks my spirit. As I'm standing there declaring God's word, I hear this and I say, oh. Okay, I hear you, God. I'm trying to do a wedding. He's trying to talk to me. He's trying to, you know. Who suffereth long? You suffer long. Say, suffer long.
Suffer long.
Man. And is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. It's not rash. Say rash. Love envieth not. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. There's been people that do things to you and you're thinking, I got to say, check me, God. Come on, help me tonight. Can I be real? Every one of us. Listen, I never experienced this before, but last week I had out in the world, in the workplace, some guy attacked me, sent emails about me. But God vindicated me. He vindicated me. Because he was exposed. Love never fails. I didn't say a word. I didn't fight my battle. I let God. He says, and it wasn't easy. Because I can easily go back to who I used to be. Listen, knees might not last long, but I tell you, one good shot. No. you better run. Come on, I'm just... He says, rejoice. He says, it be hath in unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. That means that you do not rejoice when your brother fails, but you look at them and say, hallelujah, you rejoice. You rejoice in them to see them who they are in God. Come on, say rejoice. I'm going to hear it. I want you to say, I rejoice, hallelujah, that we begin to rejoice, not as somebody's failure, because I want you to know we're tempting God's love, but when we do that, we're going against what God's declaring. Even though you might have a hard time with something, don't rejoice over that. Over their failure, over them falling. He says, don't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Say truth. Listen, you got to rejoice in truth. You got to rejoice in what God says. We begin to learn to see one another the way God sees. Amen. You begin to learn. See, when I married my wife, I'm telling you that I was in prayer, and right before I married her, I seen a package, a gift. And I felt like God was saying to me, that's your wife. I'm giving you a gift. I said, thank you. And I'm telling you, I felt a check, and God says, that gift is mine. And I'm loaning to you to cherish, to guard, to protect, to rejoice in truth about. We rejoice in the truth about one another. Until they see what you see and God sees. Come on. Amen? He says, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures, say endures, not endure, endures, all things, love, never, but, no, love never fails. You might not always see how it's working for you. It might not be manifested yet. But there'll be an appearing of that love somewhere. You might not always see it, hallelujah. It might be that little thing that you do that you don't get recognized for, that you bless somebody. Come on, say the little things. And those little things begin to add up. And as you begin to walk and begin to express that love, you begin to learn to express this goodness of God, of who He is, that God can flow through your life. He says, but love never fails, whether there be prophecy or all these different things. He says, but love never, say never, never fails. The Bible says that in the next verse, 14, it says, listen, what does it tell us to follow after? Follow after love. Follow after love. He says, and desire spiritual gift. Follow after love. Do you know what happens when you follow love? Signs and wonders will follow you.
Come on. I thought that was going to get a better response than that.
When you follow love, signs and wonders follow you. God says signs and wonders will follow those that believe. Come on. And you got to love to believe. Because if you don't love, hallelujah, God's not in us, amen, that we got to love. We got to be at that place. And it's something you grow into. Last week we said that there's a word in Mary, that word grow in him. Jesus was put the seed, say a seed, was in her heart. And that word, as she cherished it and let the Holy Spirit guide her, began to grow. Say, began to grow. She began to grow in you. Do you know what the first gift, the fruit of the Spirit is? Love. Let's go there, Galatians 5. Real quick, and I'm almost done. We'll just do this little bit of sound here in a second. Galatians 5. Let me just say this. This is 5:16. It says, this I say unto thee, walk in the Spirit. He says, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. As you walk in love. Say, walk in love. As you walk in love, you walk in the Spirit. As you walk in love, hallelujah, you walk in faith, you walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible says this. Jesus says, I give to you a better commandment. And this is the commandment that I give it unto you. Love your brother as yourself. Say love. See, God declares to us, if you love your brother as yourself, you'll fulfill the law. See, because you got to understand, you take all the commandments, you take them, and if you follow love, you won't commit adultery. If you follow love, you won't steal. If you follow love, you won't commit murder. If you follow love, you will not bear false witness. I'm going to say it again. You will not bear false witness if you follow love. What's a false witness? Not what God says about that person. God says I'm blessed and highly favored. And sometimes that person is me. Stop talking bad about yourself.
Come on now. Come on.
Amen. Almost there. You okay?
Yes, sir.
Where am I at? He says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit. It'll fix, the word lust means to fix your desire on. To fix your focus on. To get your attention. He says, and these are contrary to the one to the other. They're contrary. He says, so that you cannot do the things that you should without love. He says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, all these things. But if I have love, I won't fulfill these. Because there's an opportunity for the appearance of Christ in every situation.
Amen.
He says, but the fruit, say the fruit.
Fruit.
The fruit. He says, of the Spirit is love. Stop right there. I want you to hear this and know, if you feel like you lost your joy, you got to find your love. Because somewhere along the line, you've been tempted not to believe who you are in God, that you're loved by Him. I'm telling you the truth. That's our biggest fault with it. Sometimes we get to a place we're not believing what God says about us. We step out of that place because of situations. There's things, and I hear it so many times, God must be against me. He must not love me. When something goes wrong, I hear so many times people say, oh, it just feels like, stop. That's not the truth. For God's for me and not against me. Hallelujah. He says, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're under love. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. But joy, love, joy, peace. Get your peace back. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance means control your emotions. Every one of us got to get that. Against such there is no law. Say no law. Against such there is no law. There's no fulfillment outside of this. I want you to hear this and know the first gift that you grow, the first opportunity that comes in your life when you, as a newborn Christian, is love. It's the first fruit that you experience. And after you receive that, after it grows in your life, all these others follow. A trickle-down effect. Listen, I want you to know that if I experience God's love, I've never had such peace. As I experience God's love, I've never had such joy in my heart. Unexplainable. Unimaginable joy that comes around you, overwhelms you. When you're on your way to your dirty job, heaviness, and all this weariness, there comes this joy that begins to over and flood my soul. As you begin to think about how much He loves you.
Come on, amen.
Listen. Go ahead, brother. Here we go. And He says, in that our Christ have crucified the flesh. Well, they that are Christ and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh to experience these fruits. Jesus says this. He says, God is the gardener, I'm the vine, you're the branches. And as you abide in me in my love, as you taste and see that I'm good, bask in it. Realize the banner that flies over you is defeat. The banner that flies over you is love. The banner that flies over you was me on the cross, giving all, that I can have all of you. But I will never force it upon you. But I desire you to make it your desire. To make me your first love. Not your second choice, but your first. That is you, the scripture, what you said, be still and know that I'm God. Be still. And not a second opinion, like she said, but just to know, say no. See, God wants you to bask in the knowing. I want you to know this, that, see, my wife doesn't have to, after 30 years, she has to have to wonder or worry every day about whether or not, oh, like when you first start dating, does he love me? Do you think he likes me? Or I to her, I wonder if she likes me. Come on, you know that? That's immature. But as we grow, I know. No matter what, no matter how I might act, she knows. No matter what's going on, we know. See, God wants you to walk in that type of faith, love, to know. A knowing that passes all understanding. He says, if you walk in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another, but rejoicing in who you are, who you are. Rejoice in who you are in God. Let God tell you who you are. And begin to believe it. You're worthy. He made you the way you are. He made you. He made you for this moment, for this time, that you would release all that He is into the earth and your environment, that others can experience through your life His goodness, His mercy, His greatness, His power in every situation. Then we get caught up in everything else, but we take a hold of Him. Would you stand to your feet? God desires that we would be inspired by the Holy Spirit to love. Every moment, every day, every time in our lives, where that you be still, that you can be inspired by God's love. There's so many things that we mess up in our lives. There's so many relationships that we mess up. There's so many moments in our life that we mess up because we step out in our own self and not being inspired by God. Every one of us. But God says, I desire to inspire you. To love those around you. That, listen, I want you to hear this and know that God says, love your enemies. Forgive those. Forgive. Say forgive. Bible says, when you pray, stand forgiving. Sometimes prayers aren't always answered because we're unforgiving of a situation. I want you to know that, listen, sometimes what we do is get our eyes on that thing that seems like it's bigger than God. Oh, man, but you don't know what I went through. No. But God says, you don't know what I went through, that you can be forgiven, to have a relationship, that I can empower you to forgive. There's my love that surrounds you, that overwhelms you, to cause you not to be defeated. Not to let that thing in the past overwhelm you or not be able to get away, move beyond that point. But it's my love that lifts you up. It's my love that resurrects you. It was the love of God that resurrected, brought His Son up out of the grave, couldn't stop the love of God, couldn't hold it back. There's no unforgiveness. There's nothing that can be greater than what God can do through you. And I want you to hear this, that sometimes it takes time. It might not be forgiven in your head, but don't let it be unforgiven in your heart. Until it's unforgiven in your head, sometimes it takes time. But every day there's moments. When I first got saved, there were some things, man, that happened that really were hard to forgive, man. Trust me. But I met with God and asked God, help me. Remove this mountain of unforgiveness. And little by little, love didn't fail. I was able to forgive. So right now, tonight, whatever, wherever we are, we need God's love right now. We become desperate for His love. That He's already given us, but we receive it by faith, and we believe it, we take hold of it. We say yes to love. Yes to love. I want you to know that just like you say yes to hate, you say yes to love. I choose. Every single day, I challenge young people whenever I bring them, if you've ever been, have married classes with me, as I say that, listen, marriage is not just a choice today. It's every day. I choose to love her. I choose to love you. I choose to be loved by Him. I choose to let Him love me. I choose to let Him overwhelm me with His goodness and His mercy. I choose to rejoice. I choose to run after Him. I choose to bow my knee. I choose to forgive. Heavenly Father, right here, right now, we set our hearts aside right now. Say, Father, right now, if there's anything within my heart, forgive me. God, Lord, if I've done anything to anybody, I ask right here tonight to you that are in this room, people that are online, if I've done anything to offend you, forgive me. Forgive me. Do it that we can move on with love. That I can experience the bountiful goodness of God's love. Lord, right here, right now, Your love made a way through the cross. You conquered sin and death. It was Your love that was risen from the grave. Could not keep it down. Tonight, right here, right now, God, Lord, help us, strengthen us. Move within our hearts that we love a dying, hurting people, a creation, a world that's lost. But God, Lord, Your love has made me found. I know who I am. I know who I am because You love me. Father God, I thank You. In Jesus' name, right now, thank You, God. We'll declare with all the hearts that we're blessed and highly favored. Amen. God's knocking on the door. Open up. Let Him in. Amen. You got that other one. You got that mic? Hang on. We got some announcements real quick. There it is right there. I don't want to give Him my stinky mic. Because I love Him. We're sanitizing Him.
I think it's...
Oh, wow. There we are. Oh, hello. All right. I got to do the announcements now. Okay, we have, first of all, what an amazing word tonight, is it not? Amazing word. Folks, this is the time of the year where we talk about love. We talk about love, and this is the Christmas season. It's a time when, if there's any time of the year when there is love, it's Christmas. So this is the time I'm going to ask everyone, and the folks on Facebook as well. There's a lot of folks out there that are hurting right now, particularly folks that are in the service industry. People that own restaurants, that are really hitting hard times to no fault of their own. This is the time for us to love them, to love these people. Support these owners any way you can. I'm encouraging people in the community, and I've talked to some local leaders. We're going to try to put a campaign out to adopt families. So show ways that you can love people in your circle. And let this not just be something we do now in December, but something we do every day. So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A couple of announcements here. First of all, I think we all know PowerFit has been canceled until January. That's our Saturday morning class. It will return Saturday, January 9th. We're excited to get back to that. Huge event this weekend. Actually, Friday night. Holy Fire. Holy Fire. The Austins are coming. And I understand we have a special guest coming from Florida. Do we not, Michelle? Who is this special guest? Jennifer Austin will be here, actually in person. It's going to be outstanding. And folks, we tell you folks on Facebook, we are going to keep an eye on things. But if you come, we will make sure that you are safe. We are following all the protocols. And this building can hold a lot of people. So 50%, we can still have a lot of people in here. So we encourage you this Friday, December 18th, 7 to 9, prayer and praise. It is powerful. The Holy Spirit moves. Another time the Holy Spirit moves, Wednesday nights. Wednesday night's amazing. Come to prayer. 6:30. It's an amazing time. God is just ministering to this people as we pray for this city. We pray for the church. There is no greater way to show love than to pray for one another, to pray and to intercede for one another. Now, this stuff's pretty important here. We got a lot of changes coming next couple weeks. Like, I want to just listen up on this one. So, our Christmas Eve candlelight service is going to be Wednesday, December 23rd, starting at 6:30. So Wednesday, December 23rd, we're going to have our candlelight service. So please join. Please join us. It's going to be a great time of fellowship, a great time of celebrating the birth of our Savior. Now with this, we are not going to be getting together on Saturday, December 26th, day after Christmas. So if you come to church that night, Austin will not let you in because he will not be here. So, however, we are going to be having a service online on Facebook Live only, Sunday, December 27th at 10:30 a.m. It'll be a combined holiday service for the family. We also will not be having prayer that Wednesday evening. So a couple changes in schedule. We'll update it again. It'll be out there on the site as well. We'll talk about it. But this is a great time of the year just to get together. Be for all those who feel that you don't feel safe coming out, we love you. We understand. Come see you. Watch us on Facebook Live. Interact with us. If you need prayer, let us know. For those who come, we love you too. But anybody who's wondering, know that we are offering. We take temperatures when you come. We're offering a safe environment. We promote mask wearing. But folks, we can beat this. You know how we beat this virus? With love. With love and prayer. With love. So, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for this great word tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this. We just pray right now, Father, that you surround this house with love. That you surround this people. You surround this people with love. That you give us breastplates of love and faith, Father. That, Father, we go out in this world and we show your love in everything we do. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for being people who are blessed and highly favored. Father, we thank you. Let's have an amazing week in the Lord. See you Wednesday.